JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, JSIF helping to safeguard Jamaica students and school staff. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, recently handed over fire safety equipment valued at over $3.3 million to the Ministry of Education. The equipment included first aid kits, fire extinguishers, smoke detectors, wash hand signs, and emergency assembly signs. The donation, to be distributed to 40 schools island-wide, was made as part of a sub-initiative of JSIF's Integrated Community Development Project, dubbed Schools Ancillary Workers Training Project. In addition to the equipment, JSIF, in partnership with the Jamaica Fire Brigade and the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, will facilitate training for teachers and ancillary workers regarding fire prevention, cardiopulmonary resuscitation or CPR, and first aid. Vice Principal of St. Andrew Primary School, Omar Thomas, expressed appreciation to JSIF and the Fire Brigade staff for equipping his staff with the requisite life-saving skills. He points out that the ancillary staff was particularly grateful for the training opportunity.
That training, it helped us a lot. They were exposed to CPR training, how to probably catch a fire. And they also showed the staff how to actually out the fire. He actually demonstrated how far you should stay from the fire, how you should hold it.
And Education Minister Senator Roy Reed, in commending the donation from JSIF, said safety and security training will soon become part of the routine training for all school staff.
I want to thank JSIF for this extraordinary, visionary program. It aligns very much with our vision and aspiration of safety and security in our schools. And as I said, very much aligned to our HR strategy for training and empowerment of everyone in our workforce.
A sum of just over $6 million has been allocated by the JSIF to cover the training component for teachers and ancillary staff. Goal number 3 of Vision 2030 is geared towards national prosperity. Some of the outcomes will be a steady macroeconomy and an enabling business environment. View the dashboard of indicators at vision2030.gov.jm or log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page. You may also learn more by calling the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339.
Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ. Building affordable housing solutions for low and middle income earners, providing a better quality of life for Jamaican families. Visit us today at 13 Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 5, Albion Road, Montego Bay, or Barracks Road, Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland. Call us at 876-968-75224, 876-968-75369, or visit our website at hajl.gov.jm. HAJ, building Jamaica, one community at a time.
On our community notice board, the Manchester Community Safety and Security Branch of the JCF will host the Mr. and Miss Manchester Police Youth Club pageant at Manchester High School Auditorium starting at 7 p.m. on Saturday, August 11. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.